dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. This show is live video. So if you're only listening and you'd like to watch, you can go to my website, The Queen of Dreams, or www.KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. On my Facebook page, where it's streaming live right now, Kat Canavis, author, speaker, or you can also call in and talk with me and the guest during the show by dialing 646-558-8656. And then the ID is 8836953587. And then press the pound key. You can go to my Dreaming Healing website page on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and find all of that information, the phone number, everything right there. You don't have to write it down or remember it. So have you ever dreamed of tapping your way to a pain-free life? I mean, so many of us live in pain, whether it's sinus pains, headache pains, body pains. Well, my guest tonight, Dr. Larry Burke, uses what's known as EFT, tapping, to address symbolic grief-related illnesses such as sinusitis, post-nasal drip in conjunction with after-death communication using imagery and dream work. And he's going to combine the dream work and the tapping and hypnosis in his coaching practice, and also with an event he's going to be having very soon. But first, before we get into any of that, we're going to start off with our favorite protection and clearing meditation. So those of you who have been on my shows with me before, you know how to get ready. Those of you who are new to this show, what we're going to do is we're going to get really comfortable and we're going to close our eyes. And we're going to take in three deep breaths, and we're going to hold those breaths, and we're going to imagine any negativity that may have been kind of thrown your way during the week, getting into that breath of life. And then we're going to blow that breath across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where it's converted into beautiful golden energy and returned to the universe. That way, we're not going to be littering with our negative energies. We're going to convert it into beautiful golden energy. And then we're going to imagine holding our gift, our love gift, in our hand. And this can be any gift that was given to you by a loved one, a deceased loved one. It can be your favorite piece of jewelry, your favorite flower, your favorite crystal. Whatever is powerful to you is going to be your power gift or your love gift. And we're going to use that to create a bubble around us. Okay? So ready? We're going to take three deep breaths in. So kind of get comfortable. Imagine yourself kind of getting balanced in your core. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Imagine any negativity connecting to it. Blow it out across the room, all the way down into the purple flame of Saint Germain. Again, another breath in, as deep as you can, fill up your lungs all the way down. Imagine any little negativities like dark pepper in the breath. Blow it out all the way down into the purple flame of Saint Germain. One more time. Deep breath in. Hold it. Hold it. Blow it out. Now imagine holding your power gift in your hand. Just kind of hold it there. Swing it. Imagine swinging it all around your body to create a mirrored bubble of protection. Only that which is of the highest and best may come in through that bubble brought by your spirit guides. Anything else is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. Whenever you're ready, just open your eyes. And we're ready to start the show. So, you know, so many of us suffer from some kind of pain. It could be sinusitis, which so many of us are suffering from in the spring. Or it could be postnasal drip, which I suffer from all the time. Well, Dr. Larry Burke believes we can let magic happen. And by tapping our way to a pain-free life, we can improve our life. Does that sound like a dream come true to you? Well, he uses EFT, which includes working with symbolic grief-related illnesses, such as sinusitis, postnasal drip, in conjunction with after-death communication using imagery and dream work. And he now combines this dream work with tapping and hypnosis in his coaching practices. And he focuses on healing the shadow issues of the lower four chakras. Now we're going to ask him about that. He is the Nautilus Award-winning author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life and Let Magic Happen. Larry gives talks, seminars, and leads retreats on the technique and the power of tapping. And on the Dreaming Healing Show, you can watch Larry as he shares his tapping wisdom with us, such as how and why our emotions manifest as emotional pain and how we can heal ourselves using his tapping techniques. And I have seen him use them. They work. So Dr. Larry Burke says, "And my very first tapping experience was with a Duke University student whose hives after a car accident cleared in one EFT session." Welcome to the show, Dr. Larry Burke.
Thanks, Kat. It's great to see you again so soon after my last visit. So, of course, we had a lot of fun writing the Dreams That Can Save Your Life book together. So,
yes, we did. And actually, Dr. Larry Burke, he likes to go by Larry, Dr. Larry. He doesn't want all the titles and all the long words. So I'm just going to call him Larry and make him really, really happy. Larry actually came down to Florida and visited me there, and we had a blast. It was such a great time. So Larry, you know, share with us some of your journey from radiologist at Duke University Medical to tapper.
Yeah, I guess it all started for me in 1987 when lots of things converged in my life all at once. My dad got cancer. I started keeping a dream journal for the first time. I was also on the National Safety Committee for Magnetic Resonance Imaging, so interested in the health effects of electromagnetic fields, and also worried about patients who were claustrophobic in the MRI scanner. So all those things prompted me first to learn hypnosis, because that was a good alternative to giving people intravenous sedation for their MRI scans. And then prompted my interest in acupuncture, because I thought it had to have some electromagnetic basis. So years later, after I trained in hypnosis and acupuncture, and I discovered emotional freedom techniques in 2002, and realized there's a perfect combination of acupuncture and hypnosis, and I didn't have to stick needles in anyone. So that was life-changing for me. And that was that first case you mentioned was in 2002. I just learned about EFT from Cheryl Richardson, who's a very popular lifestyle coach, who's a big proponent of EFT. And then the dreams didn't really, even though I kept keeping the dream journal, I really didn't get serious about it until a few years later when one of my best friends told me that she'd had a dream about her breast cancer. And that's what prompted me to go down that very big rabbit hole of the connection between dreams and health. And eventually that led me to you when I started my research project in 2013. And you were one of the subjects in the research project, along with, we had a total of 18 women who were in that study who then formed the basis of the book. So, and at that point I started incorporating the dream work into my coaching sessions. So, and I often find that the dreams will, you know, illuminate the path to healing and tell you what you need to be tapping on. So, and I can tell a client's going to heal if they're willing to keep the dream journal. It's like, and that's always a good sign.
They're invested. If they're keeping that green dream journal, then it's like they're saying, yeah, I'm invested in this. I really want this to work. I believe it can work if I do my part. And I know that it works because I remember when you visited me once before, I remember you were teaching Peter how to do some of the EFT and it worked. I was amazed. It was the first time I saw him actually get some relief from his sinuses. Remember, he had those horrible sinus headaches. So, you know, before we go any further, Larry, I just want you to explain to our audience what EFT stands for and what it is, in case they're sitting there scratching their head going, EFT, what is that?
Yeah, so the simplest explanation is people call it acupressure for the emotions. You're gonna be tapping on the major acupuncture points on your face and on your upper chest. And while you're repeating a phrase that's a traumatic phrase, some event that happened to you in the past that is still has an energetic charge on it when you think about it. And you mentioned grief earlier, so it'd be, you know, someone who had a loss, you know, it could be a week ago, it could be 10 years ago. When they if when they talk about it, they still get choked up. That tells you that there's still energy around that particular event. And the best way to explain it these days is using a computer metaphor. And so I just say every bad traumatic thing that happens to you is like a computer program, like a malware program that gets downloaded into your meridian system, then uploaded through your nervous system into your brain. And then in the limbic system where all your emotional processing occurs, there's a file up there for every bad thing that ever happened to you. In the file, there's a picture of what happened, a story about it. And then there's this malware program. And when that file gets activated and the program starts to run, you have like an energetic flashback to that experience, much like, you know, a military veteran who's having a PTSD flashback that could be triggered by any number of things. So our goal in EFT is to find the file that we want to work on, open that program up by just saying the name of it and getting the program going, so that your meridians start to remember that experience. And then we're going to have you tap on the acupuncture points. It's like hitting the delete key on your computer and you uninstall that program. And that's really a good explanation of how it works from a neurophysiologic point of view. You're actually uninstalling that program. Then when you're done with the tapping, you can go back up, search that file. You'll see the picture, you'll see the story. But if you can open that file and nothing happens in your body, that's the definition of emotional freedom. So that's most people understand that, they get that. You
know. Yeah. Sometimes it takes a while though, because you know, we're kind of wired in when you're talking about the soldiers returning from a war site. Something as simple as a car backfiring can trigger them. You know, it's what you were talking about. Maybe that trigger is suddenly curling up because they've got such horrible stomach pain. Yeah. You know, even in The Godfather, if you remember, there was a point where Michael Corleone was confessing to the priest. And because he was having diabetes, he was having headaches, he was having physical pain. And the priest said to him, you know, when the heart breaks, the body cries out. And so basically what you're doing is helping the patient, or, you know, or if Michael had you, helping him disconnect using the EFT, disconnect that button and reduce the pain, and so that you can heal. It's hard to heal when you're in pain. So you're talking about, grief-related illnesses like sinusitis or post-nasal drip. How are they symbolic? I mean, when I think of grief, like when my mother passed and I was so grief-stricken, I don't remember having sinusitis, but I might have because it's been so long now. Do you actually see a correlation there?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the symbolic systems. I mean, the chakra systems are one system. The Chinese five elements is another whole system. And the symbols don't always correlate from one system to another. But in terms of grief, it's well known in Chinese medicine that the lung is the organ of grief. And people with serious grief issues will often have bronchitis, recurrent pneumonias. And then on top of that, the five element, the metal element, is connected to the sinuses and the throat. So that's where the whole grief thing comes together in Chinese medicine. So you get, and then from a symbolic point of view, there's also the Louise Hay, system of heal your body. If you look up sinusitis and post-nasal drip, it says inner crying, which is really interesting to think about. You've got grief, you're not really processing it effectively, and you're not even crying. I mean, some clients who just don't cry. And so what happens is the tears collect in your sinuses and they run down the back of your throat and they get to your lung and they make you cough. So it's sort of one big picture like that.
Sort of laughing on the outside, but crying on the inside. How interesting.
And also when you think about how many people are then getting treated with antihistamines and antibiotics and really, they've got a symbolic grief problem and don't need all those drugs. So,
mm-hmm. You talked about in your very first tapping experience, you were working with a Duke University student who had hives after a car accident, and you cleared it with just one EFT session. Can you kind of take us through that story?
Yeah, and I also mentioned the time. I wasn't thinking about chakras at all. I didn't know that much about it. And I've learned a lot more since then. But if we think of the grief issues as being the heart chakra, then the autoimmune issues like hives are the root chakra. So that's way down at the base of your spine. When those kind of trauma, and hers was related to a car accident, which sometimes, I mean, people get hives from, allergic reactions to changing their laundry soap, but she had nothing like that. It was just after a car accident, and she had terrible hives, and she went and got the student health and got Benadryl or something, and did take the hives away, but then she couldn't study because she got too dopey from the meds. So she went off those, the hives all came back, and she didn't know what she was going to do. So I had never done the tapping before, and I just said, well, I think we got a shot at this. So she said, I only have 25 minutes for my next class. I said, probably won't take that long. And we just jumped in following the very basic instructions that Gary Craig, the developer of EFT, had made available to people way back then. And it was just simple instructions, just come up with a phrase, repeat it, make sure the phrase has a charge on it. And for her, it was scary car accident. And I asked her 0 to 10. We usually rate it. She said it was about a 6, but for me, it seemed like it was gonna be worse than a 6. So I said, add some more words to it to make sure you get the full effect of it. She said, scary thought I was gonna die car accident. And that made it an 8, 10 being the worst thing that's ever happened to you. And then we just repeat that phrase and down one side and then down the other side. And it went down to a 4. I thought, well, pretty good progress, And she looked more relaxed. So we only had another 5 minutes left. And I said, let's see, the instructions say you can do this one more time, or you can change the phrase to something that's more important, another aspect of it. So is there something worse than almost dying in a crash? She said, total my dad's car. I was like, oops. And I said, what was that on a scale of 0 to 10? That was an 11. So we knew that was where the money was. So we just tapped through guilty about my dad's car, and it went the whole way down to a 2. And I just gave her that one little cheat sheet and said, just go ahead and keep tapping until next class 2 days later. And I did, don't take any more medications, just like an experiment, see what happens. And so 2 days later, she came back, she was beaming, she no hives, no meds. And every time I felt a little itchy, I would just do some more tapping. And I said, perfect. And then she goes, and I tapped on all my other car accidents. And I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting her to have gone that far with it, but she figured out her inner healer said, we like this tapping. We're going to use it for all the other things. And it's also symbolic of the fact that people's traumas tend to run in themes through their life. You know, one car accident, guess what? You never recover your confidence. You have another car accident. It's the law of attraction in reverse, you know, and then you have one bad relationship. You just keep attracting other ones until you finally clean up the original mess. So, and that was my very first case. It happened to work in one session. And I've had other one, we call them 1 minute wonders in EFT. That happens sometimes, doesn't happen all the time. And there's no guarantee of that. But when it does happen, it's amazing. And everybody knows something magical happened, you know, so.
Like what would be an example of a 1 minute wonder?
Well, I mean, we just say 1 minute because it's just, you just go through it once. Well, the lady with the sinusitis who I've talked about before, she
heard you know me what? Talk. Hold on, Larry. We're going to come back to that 1 minute wonder because we've actually got to take a break and I don't want to break up the story because I'm sure it's really good. So don't go away, audience. We're going to be right back. You are listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio TV.com. And I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, but everybody calls me Kat, so I hope you will too. The Queen of Dream. You can type that into your Google search bar and my website will come up and you can go there to my Dream Vision 7 Radio Network website where if you click on that, you'll see the whole bio for our guest today, Dr. Larry Burke.
Had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
How did life start on Earth, and why is there so much suffering? Are we living in a simulated reality like the characters in the Matrix movie? Do parallel dimensions exist alongside ours, influencing our experience? What are the mysterious dark energies that penetrate our universe? Peter Canova folds space and time to bring the twin bookends of ancient wisdom and quantum science into a single focal point, answering these and many other deep mysteries of the creation. Quantum Spirituality can be heard every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. See the show where past and present merge to show us our future.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor driver, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers. Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
What if dreams...
Welcome back to the second segment of Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7Radio.com. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, but everybody calls me Kat. And tonight we're talking with Dr. Larry Burke about EFT. And just before the break, he was going to tell us a story. So, Larry, you want to take it away with the story?
So I had had postnasal drip myself, and which is unusual for me. And I had eventually realized it was reef-related. And that caused me to share this in a big conference that I was teaching on tapping it to a bunch of psychotherapists, and had this woman come up and say, I think I have that grief-related problem stuck in my sinuses. My husband died 9 months ago. I've been taking antibiotics for bronchitis and sinusitis, and it just keeps coming back. And I'm scheduled for sinus surgery in 2 weeks. So she says, I think I might want to do a tapping session with you once to see if we could clear some of this. And so it seemed like a good fit. So we did the tapping, and she really had been suffering for 9 months about the loss of her husband. And we tapped on that. And then she shared that she'd had a couple of visitation dreams from him, which I validated as that's an important kind of after-death communication, a very common kind. And usually when people have those, it does help shift their grieving process. And so she was encouraged by that. And then she tapped on, it's interesting also that you happen to be tapping on right over the sinuses themselves when you're doing this. So that's useful in the sense of acupressure. But her sinuses started to clear right during that session. And I sent her to my wife, who's an acupuncturist, Dagmar, to get acupuncture, which even accelerated the process, and her sinus was completely clear in a week. And she called and canceled the surgery and said, oh, I'm not going to have a surgery. The surgeon was dumbfounded. He said, no, you've got a mechanical problem. I have to go in there and fix that, like a Roto-Rooter, you know, whatever. And she said, no, I think I have a symbolic grief problem, and it's been resolved. So, and the real test of it was at the one year anniversary mark of her husband's death. She sailed through it without any major issues. And so all her health problems were resolved. And it's amazing the number of people who go through life suffering from these annoying, they're not life-threatening conditions. You know, postnasal drip and sinusitis usually don't kill you, but they make your life miserable. So some people would like to be dead when they have to deal with that constantly. And so I just had a client a couple of weeks ago who just had sinusitis her whole life and postnasal drip. And I said, have you had any losses? And she rattled off a list of half a dozen losses. And I thought, well, I think we know why you've got the sinusitis. So once you find that the root issue, then you have a chance of healing it. So,
Yeah. So do you think you can do maybe a little short tapping strategy with us to show the audience what it is you're talking about, where you're talking about tapping and how to make it work?
Yeah, it takes about 10 minutes. Certainly we have about 10 minutes till the next break, so we can do that. And the simplest thing, the grief is a good thing to demonstrate, because everybody's got a grief. It could be a parent, a grandparent, a child who you lost, or also could be a pet. Sometimes the pet grief is really difficult for people as well. So just pick something that you've lost, some being you've lost, and could be last year, that could be decades ago. And we're going to use a generic tapping phrase of just have this difficult grief from the past, just something like that. And you can project whatever your issue is on top of that. So yeah, but key thing when you're doing tapping, just pick one thing, not every grief in your life, one episode that you had.
Goodness, I can, just talking about it, I'm starting to cough.
You're starting to get all choked up there, huh? Okay. And notice if you picked something worth tapping on, if you do feel still a little bit of charge on that particular loss. So what we do is just take your thumbs and go to the middle of your collarbones. I'm going to find the sore spot. And the sore spot is with your thumbs, the middle collarbone. You're just going to walk down onto your chest with your thumbs, and you're going to hit hard ribs, and then there's muscles in between. I usually find the tenderest muscle I can find in between the ribs, and just pick whichever side hurts the most, and just kind of mash with your thumb like that. And then you say, even though I have this difficult grief from the past, I deeply and completely accept myself. You say that three times. So Kat, you can just repeat after me,
even though
I have this difficult grief from the past.
I have this difficult grief from the past.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Then one more time. Even though I have this difficult grief from the past.
I have this difficult grief from the past.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
And then take a deep breath in. And I usually have people breathe in their favorite healing color. So whatever healing color comes in. And then assign the grief some darker color, and you're going to blow out the grief. So just breathe in your healing color and blow out the grief. And that's just a good technique you can use all day long if you want to. So just color breathing is a pretty standard hypnosis technique. So then we're just going to tap using the second and third fingers and tap on the eyebrow point where your eyebrow meets the nose. There's a little nerve that comes out there that can be a little tender. And we're just going to say the middle of that phrase, difficult grief from the past.
Difficult grief from the past.
And the side of your eye on the bone, difficult grief from the past.
Difficult grief from the past.
Under your eye, difficult grief from the past.
Difficult grief from the past.
Under your nose, difficult grief from the past.
Difficult grief from the past.
On your chin, difficult grief from the past.
Difficult grief from the past.
Collarbone, difficult grief from the past.
Difficult grief from the past.
And under your arm, difficult grief from the past.
Difficult grief from the past.
In the lower ribs, below your breast, difficult grief from the past.
Difficult grief from the past.
And then finally, top of your head, difficult grief from the past.
Difficult grief from the past.
And take another deep breath in and out. And when I first teach this, I usually have people alternate, one side versus the other. If you do both hands like Kat's doing, we call that turbo tapping. That's when you're really in a hurry to get something out of your body, you hit both sides at once. But we'll switch hands, go to the other side now. And now I call this the awfulized phase. We're just going to dig deeper into that experience to get to the bottom of it. So difficult grief from the past.
Difficult grief from the past.
Saw your eye. Say, it's still stuck in my body.
It's still stuck in my body.
Underneath your eye. I've done whatever I can to get rid of it.
Done whatever I can to get rid of it.
But it's unresolved.
But it's unresolved.
I don't know when it'll go away.
I don't know when it'll go away.
And on your collarbone, say, am I going to have to carry this with me forever?
Am I going to have to carry this with me forever?
That loss is still painful.
That loss is still painful.
And I know I'd like to get out of my body.
I know I'd like to get it out of my body.
Up your head. I'm not sure how to do that.
I'm not sure how to do that.
So take another deep breath in and out. And that's usually, you just kind of want to flush out all the other things that are going on in that sort of awfulized stuff. And then we're going to do the neutralize. And it's going to be back and forth. I tell people it's going to get a little bit crazy, so just play along with it. And we're going to start with the negative and then go to the positive and then go to the negative and then positive. So start with difficult grief from the past.
Difficult grief from the past.
So out of your eyes say, it's gone, I'm healed.
It's gone, I'm healed.
Under your eye. That sounds like bullshit.
That's what?
That sounds like bullshit.
That sounds like bullshit.
And then under your nose say, maybe it does feel a little better.
Maybe it does feel a little better.
And then chin say, I doubt tapping does anything.
I doubt tapping does anything.
Collarbone, but if it does work, that'd be great.
But if it does work, that'd be great.
Underneath your arm, I would need some proof.
I would need some proof.
And blow your breath, say, if it does work, I'm really looking forward to this.
If it does work, I'm really looking forward to this.
Up your head, I'm curious to see what's going to happen.
I'm curious to see what's going to happen.
So then take another deep breath in and out.
Okay.
And that's by far the most curious part of the process is you're basically arguing with yourself and you're attempting to get to sort of a neutral point after you express your deepest desires and then your biggest skepticisms and you just kind of go back and forth. Then you want to shift to the more of a hypnotic state where you're just using all positive phrases. So just switch hands and go, I want emotional freedom now.
I want emotional freedom now.
So your eye, I'm letting go of this grief.
I'm letting go of this grief.
Underneath your eye, I'm holding on to all the good memories.
I'm holding on to all the good memories.
And I can revisit all those pleasant thoughts from the past.
I can revisit all those pleasant spots from the past.
And I can rejuvenate my body.
I can rejuvenate my body.
And I can also use this to tap out any other grief I want to let go of.
I can use this to tap out any other grief I want to let go.
And I'm willing to surrender this grief now.
I'm willing to surrender this grief now.
And I'm grateful for all the positive memories that I have.
And I'm grateful for all the positive memories I have.
And I'm going to promote that being who I lost to my spirit guide.
I'm going to promote that loss of being to my spirit guides.
Yeah. The person who I lost or the animal I lost is now one of my spirit guides.
The person I lost or whatever I lost is now one of my spirit guides.
Now you want to just take some deep breaths in and out, cleansing breaths with your favorite color coming in. Breathe in and out, in and out. And as you feel the colors coming down your fingers in and out into your toes, let your toes and fingers shake. So you're just like hitting the reset button on your body. And then let yourself relax and settle down. And we're going to go off on a healing journey to your favorite healing place. So any place, vacation spot, someplace out in nature where you'd like to go, just go there now. And once you get there and experiencing with all your senses, imagine looking down at your feet and finding an object on the ground you can pick up a hole in your heel. And that object is going to be your healing, recycling object. So take any of the grief out of your body and drain it into that object. And then let that object go back to Mother Earth and be recycled, taking all that grief with it. And then you can invite the being who you lost to come and visit you now, like a form of after death, you know, connection. So they can come and visit you. If they showed up right now, what would they say to you? And you can just tune into that and think, oh, a typical thing they would say, or if it's a pet, the pet can now magically speak, you know, and then take in that, those words of wisdom. Then go back in your time machine into the past to some fond memory you have of being with them. and soak up that feeling, that energy, and put a color around that that reminds you of that feeling, and make that a picture frame color. Breathe that into your body and put that picture frame up on your wall, on your memory wall. And then get back in your time machine and go to the just before the loss happened. If there's anything you wish you had said or wish you hadn't said, you can have a do-over now and sort of think, imagine if you had a magic wand, you could rewrite that script any way you wanted. Just think about what needed to be said or unsaid. And once you imagine that to your satisfaction, like it's a different parallel universe or timeline, go into the future and see yourself being healed of the grief. And in the future picture, you can see the spiritual essence of the person or being you lost with you in the picture as your spirit guide. So, and once you've done that, put a color around that as well. Make that a color picture frame. Take a deep breath of that. And then put that up on your wall next to the other picture. And then stretch and come on back.
That was wonderful, Larry. I mean, I stopped coughing, and what I was working on was, you know, my condo out here in Rancho Mirage burned down. Yeah. And I've been over there working, and I'm looking at all these charred memories and pictures and my beautiful crystal that I had collected around the world, and it blew up. And so as soon as, you know, you said, think about what it is, and I started coughing so badly, I had to grab some water over here. So, you know, as soon as we finished, I actually felt tingling all through my legs. I just felt so relaxed. Well, I hope that our audience feels the same way. It's time for another break, so please don't go away. We're going to be right back, and you are listening to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7Radio.com, and I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, aka the Queen of Dreams. You can type it into Google to go to my website, and we're going to be right back.
Can diagnose your life. What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
In a world facing annihilation, a miraculous African nun rises to become the first female pope through a web of war, murder, and betrayal. Loved by some, hated by many, she becomes the deadly target of Islamic terrorists and her own cardinals as she introduces a new vision that will either save humanity or accelerate its destruction. Four people must race against a nuclear holocaust to learn her astonishing secret. Pope Annalisa is available at petercanova.com, Amazon, and other online booksellers and bookstores worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to the third and final section of the show tonight. You're watching and listening to Dreaming Healing on dreamvision7.com, and I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, but my friends all call me Kat, so hope you will too. And we are speaking with Dr. Larry Burke tonight about EFT, also known as tapping. And he just took us through an amazing tapping session. We were talking about how we can get immediate relief. And I was coughing up. As soon as I started visualizing what I was going to do for the tapping, I started coughing so badly. I had to grab some water. And as you can see now, I just feel so much better. So Dr. Larry Burke, can you share with our audience your website and how we can find you?
Yeah, I've got two different web addresses, either LarryBurke.com, just simple like that, all one word, and also LetMagicHappen.com, which is the title of my first book. So either one of those URLs will get you to the same website. And there's going to be an announcement there about a workshop I've got coming up on May 22nd, which is going to be a four-hour live Zoom interactive session on Saturday, that Saturday from 10 a.m. To 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So, and the thing I wanted to mention was we did that 10-minute segment of tapping, which is really 5 minutes of tapping and 5 minutes of self-hypnosis. And so people always ask me, what about the other mind-body techniques that you use? How do you combine those with tapping? And what I do in this workshop is we're going to go through each of the four chakras, sort of do the same process for each one, working our way up from the root chakra to the fourth chakra. And in attempting to put these things together, the simplest approach for me is do something physical like yoga or qigong to get your body involved and sort of calm down. And the next step after that is to meditate. And I teach a really simple form of meditation, which is just connecting to your breath and using a simple phrase that would trigger the emotional issues you've got at those particular chakras. So it'll be a different phrase for each chakra as we work our way through it. Mm-hmm. Once you've done the meditating, I tell people, when you meditate, your monkey mind goes off on its own little game. And so when I say, those are just your troubling thoughts that are coming up, you're gonna get to write those down as soon as you're done meditating. So after 5 minutes of meditation, then we're gonna go do 5 minutes of expressive writing, which is really important evidence-based journaling technique that you just write down whatever was coming up while you were meditating. And then once you've done that, then circle the phrases that are most distressing, and those are going to be your phrases to tap on. So it's just a natural transition from meditation to writing to tapping. And that's, we'll do that for each of the chakras. And I actually developed this a couple of years ago at the Duke Lupus Clinic, where I was spending a half an hour with patients after their clinic appointments and just taking them through this. And these people had never done any meditation or anything before. And it was pretty amazing how much you could accomplish in just a half an hour. And so
you were doing that with lupus patients?
I was doing that with lupus patients in the hospital.
Wow, that's serious.
And they've got a lot of root chakra problems. It's an autoimmune disease. And what I discovered was interesting in that the dreams changed depending on which chakra was involved, and that the root chakra people with the autoimmune disease, like rheumatoid arthritis and psoriasis and lupus, tend to have these really disturbing, violent self-defense dreams. They were like killing attackers and fighting back. And of course, that's a good metaphor for what their immune system is attempting to do, is fight off invaders. Unfortunately, they're hitting their own cells and tissues in the crossfire. So and then on the next level, the second chakra is going to be more about anger. So the first chakra is about fear. Second chakra is about anger. And most people have angry dreams. You know, they're just, all the anger is coming out in the dreams. And even if they might be able to suppress it during when they're awake, it comes out in their dreams. And then the third chakra issues more shame and self-esteem. And those people have issues with, I should mention the pain. People have anger. People at the second chakra have a lot of pain issues. So anger manifests as pain. Third chakra then is more related to shame, obesity, eating disorders, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, things like that. And we did, there was one woman in our book, if kind of sure you remember, who was having dreams about getting diabetes before she had it, like pre-diabetes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the most striking dreams she sent us a picture of, she dreamed a whole cornfield full of corn stalks, but each one of the corns, instead of seeing a corn with kernels, it was little skeleton heads on each one of them. And she realized
it was scary.
But that was symbolic of the high fructose corn syrup was going to kill her. Mm-hmm. That was very interesting. And then the other amazing thing about that particular lady is she had dreams 5 years before that she was going to meet some doctor who was interested in symbolic illnesses. So she dreamed about me 5 years before we even found her for the book, which was crazy.
So your dreams can be so important in this EFT class that you're going to be teaching. I mean, if you're listening to this show right now live, you could start, and you're not already doing it, start a dream journal. Write your dreams down so that when you're working with Dr. Larry Burke at his event, you can refer back to those dreams and you can see what your inner self is telling to you, is saying to you. Is there any other suggestions you would give to our audience to help them prepare for the event you're doing?
Well, the good news is when you're starting to do the dream work, you can ask for, you know, guidance in terms of diagnosis and what the problem is, but you can also ask for guidance for healing, which is, we talk about a lot in our book. And I think that's, I can tell when people, I always tell people, scary dreams are great because it tells you what's going wrong. And eventually you start shifting to having these amazing healing dreams. It just tells you on the right track. So either way, it doesn't matter whether your dreams are scary or wonderful. It's all good feedback for the process. So I have people start that. And the other thing I have people do who want to do coaching with me, I do offer a 20-minute free phone consult. So you can just, I can call you up and discuss what your issues are. And, you know, obviously I like working with immune issues and sinus issues and pain and weight loss and things like that. But I also do a lot of work with people with financial abundance issues, because I did Carol Look's coaching program, and she's the Yes Code coaching program, which she's all about attracting abundance with EFT. So, and that's fun to have someone who has physical problems that are actually manifesting because of their issues with abundance, which is how those two things kind of come together. And I think that's particularly fun for me to work with. So.
Well, believe it or not, we've come to the end of our show. And I just really want to thank you for sharing this time with us, Dr. Larry Burke. And give us your website one more time.
So So just a LarryBurke.com or LetMagicHappen.com will get you to the website. And there's my TED Talk is on there from back in 2016 when we were just getting ready to launch the book. So the TED Talk, The Dreams That Can Save Your Life TED Talk is on there. And there's also a blog on the shadow issues of the lower four chakras and physical illnesses. So you can get a little intro to the workshop if you want to read that first.
Great. Well, thank you, listeners, for making Dreaming Healing such a great success. If you have a dream that you would want to share with me, you can send it to me in an email. If you don't want to call in and share it live on the air, just go to my website, The Queen of Dreams or KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com, and you can send it to me from there. There's also a free gift for you if this is your first time listening to our show. And if you're a writer and would like to be in the third Sacred Stories of Transformational book, Mayhem to Miracles, in which I'm collaborating with Sacred Stories Publishing, you can go to the section on my website that says Get Published. Click there. James Redfield is putting a story in, and Dr. Bernie Siegel is. So this show tonight is going to be blogged on Pathios, Above and Beyond the Five Senses, and in BizCat 360, Living Your Dream. And you can find both of those, again, also on my Facebook page. And I will also take those blogs and put them in the magazines for which I write, which is the Desert Health in Palm Springs and also BizCat. So once again, thank you for joining us. And until next time, remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Kat. That's fun.
Thank you for joining us this evening. And a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Kat O'Keefe Cannabis. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O'KeefeCannabis. Or The Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.